Hello, I'd like to introduce you to vRealize Operation 6.7. We have made some improvements on both the user interface and on the analytic engines on the backside of this product. Today, I'm going to just take you over the quick start guide. The video is meant to be a short primer to get you introduced to 6.7. So on the quick start, there's four main pillars. You have your optimized performance, optimized capacity, troubleshooting, and managed configuration. Now, I'm only going to go three of these in depth today. Optimized performance deserves its own unique video that'll take you in a deeper dive on how this works at a very high level. It's set up to let you use both initial placement of workloads and then to manage those workloads automatically with different thresholds to say that, hey, my cluster is performing above utilization, and can you please go in and move workloads around so that they are all my VMs are happy. It's the key here with optimized performance is about VM happiness. Let's talk about optimized capacity a little bit and about total savings. So now we're going to go in and we're starting to take in some of the base functionality of VRB. Not all of it, just some base functionality to get in. What the cost of your private cloud is. So you're going to be able to go in here and set up, say if you go to assess costs, it's going to bring you to the dashboard that assess costs. And as you can see here, it comes up how many data centers you have, how many hosts, how many vSphere clusters, a basic inventory of your data center. But then it does include, total cost of each one of those data centers. And you can look and see who are your most expensive clusters, who are your least expensive clusters. Of course, all the cost controls are completely customized by you. You can put those in there, or you can use the default database that we provide you. I would personally recommend that you go in and update the costs that reflect the way your business runs. Troubleshoot. We all know about troubleshoot. It's kind of been the major focus of VROps for the last several years. And still have some of the same functionality here. You have your alerts, which uses your typical alert screen you're used to seeing in VROps. You have a nice jump point out to Log Insight so they can see, what's going on within your logs for your environment, and you can start doing some in-depth troubleshooting of what's going on with your environment when you have issues. And I might as well show you while we're here that, this is, the troubleshooting section, much like this pillar. You'll see, you kind of have your four pillars over here too. You have optimized performance, capacity, and troubleshooting, and then VMware compliance. So let's continue on. When we talked about logs, I would say that the out-of-box dashboards have made a jump. They've gotten better for each one of these on just, your basic troubleshooting for your environment. So you go in here and you got virtual machines. As you can see, we can go and click on a virtual machine and choose it, and see what's going on. See that it has one vCPU. Hey, guest tools is not running. We may want to look into that. What are some of the active alerts on this VM? What are the hot points look like for this VM for the week? Are its relatives healthy? We got a stressed data store here. Is it spiking abnormally? Is the workload memory high? Again, all the metrics you like to use and see. And then you can also use the drop-down box to see, hey, is there memory contention in this currently? Right now, there's not very much memory contention. So besides going in and just using the pick list, we can also do something, very, very simple and just use the filter to help narrow down the gap of the VMs that we want to look at. As you can see there, I must have mistyped. We'll go sales instead because it's a little easier. Here we go, we got sales, and you're able to see what your sales VMs are. Maybe this is your one-tier application for your sales. So there we go, we got USpace and guest tools are up and running. So we continue this trend, and we also do this at the host level. And again, we have the filtering, and we have the pick lists. We can see, how the host is doing today. We can see how it's been stressed over the last couple days. And we can go down here and see if there's anything down here that's, say the highest VM that's hogging CPU. You know, if you want to look at, you know, why this, you know, server or this host was running, you know, hot, you can come down here and say, hey, which one of the VMs is making it run the hottest? We have a cluster view. So here in the cluster view, we'll start looking at the fact that when we go into this cluster view, you can see, you know, different areas of the cluster. If the cluster has been busy today, you know, the count of EXXI hosts, average CPU, the max disk latency, you know, all little things that, that you want to see in understanding what's going on with your cluster for trouble, for quick troubleshooting. You can do that at the data store level. Where I think we've really made some improvements is within vSAN and vSAN monitoring and the out-of-box dashboards for vSANs, which are very, very well done. Might be some of the best out-of-the-box dashboards I've seen. So you can get, you know, your alerts, what kind of latency you're facing. You know, we're even using different colors for when it's green or yellow. You know, what the memory demand is among ESXi hosts, cluster network utilization. So you are getting a full look at, you know, what's going on with your vSANs. I mean, down to the thing, you know, is how's the cache running? How's the buffer running? You know, these are things that, you know, coming from the storage administrator standpoint are incredibly useful to them to help them troubleshoot when there are storage problems. So manage compliancy, this is going to be a high level of settings in different areas. I'm going to skip out and, you know, take a look at the cluster and the host real quick. So on the host, you're going to be able to click in there. You're going to be able to see, you know, your different hardware models for your data centers, your BIOS versions, your ESXi versions. You know, each one of these now you can actually expand upon. Right now we're sitting at a high level brief overview saying, hey, I know I have two versions of ESX out in my environment. If I wanted to see these listed out, now that is a dashboard that we could create as an extension of what's there out of the box. You know, same goes with hardware models, BIOS versions. You know, we can, you know, make those lists and list those out for you guys right within VROP. So, you know, if one of the things you guys want to do is go in and, you know, have, you know, operations team go in there and say, hey, you know, we still have 20 hosts we have to upgrade. These are the ones that we're going to upgrade, you know, here today. These are the ones we've missed throughout all the clusters out of our thousands of hosts. Let's go in and start, you know, doing those one by one, you know, see if there's exceptions, so on and so forth. Let's not get too bogged down into, you know, an upgrade project. And then you also have on the cluster. I mean, this is a very good configuration information can come straight from this dashboard. Because you start looking at the clusters, you can say if it's relatively healthy, you're going to be able to see CPU resources. And I clicked on troubleshoots, guys. I apologize. I meant to click on configuration. So if you look at configuration, you'll be able to see, hey, is HA enabled? Is it not enabled? Is DRS enabled? Hey, are my emission control policies enabled? Again, we can list these all out, you know, in separate dashboards. You know, here, this is just a high-level view of, you know, hey, is my cluster configuration in compliance to what I think it should be for my environment. You know, make sure you check out View More. And there's some pretty cool things down here in View More. You know, extending monitoring, you know, get the SDC management health pack, you know, how we work with Amazon Web Services, you know, understand how vRealize Operations Federation works, other top solutions that are out there for monitoring packs. And, you know, great way to get a vSphere assessment and additional learning. So this is a great way just to go down here and, hey, how do I, from beyond out of the box, move on and continue to evolve how I want to use vROP, how I want to get value from it. Now, that's it, all I have for you today. It was supposed to be meant to be just a quick overview. I hope everybody has a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.